Ukraine is a hard one, Yolanda. I've worked there for the past 8 years. I first went there to meet with the Department of Health and the Children's Rights Commission around developing children's palliative care. And I've been back many times to advise, to teach, to take part in their conferences, and to really be involved in the development. And it's been beautiful to see the number of children's programs, the mobile programs that have developed around Ukraine. And now with this awful war that started 2 months ago, it's been so heartbreaking to see how these programs, most of them have had to stop. Many of them have either moved their children somewhere a little bit safer in Ukraine, although nowhere is safe in Ukraine. And some of the children have been moved out of the country to be cared for in border countries. And I was involved with some of those, and I can tell you that the organization is fantastic. If you have a child who needs to get out, if there's any way to get out of the country, the organization to get them out is really quite inspiring. And so every day I speak to my colleagues in Ukraine. We are raising funds to help them to maintain their programs. We're doing advocacy to try to ensure medications that they need get to them. But of course, the devastation of war makes it so difficult to continue any program. Some areas are a bit safer, and the children there and the programs there have been virtually untouched so far. But we don't know what each day will bring. And so all I say to people is please continue to pray for Ukraine. And I pray especially not only for the children who are cared for, who are so vulnerable, but also for the strain that it's taking on my friends and colleagues who are providing that care, who are staying on in war-torn areas to see that these children are cared for. And they have truly shown the strength of the human spirit. And I think we can only hope that that strength is within each one of us, that if we're faced with such a challenge, we would be able to meet it.